1997 Braille Light 2000 User Guide. Beginning with Chapter 14, The Portable Disk Drive.
Chapter 14, The Portable Disk Drive. We spend very little time explaining standard computer terms for formatting a disk, operating system, text file, etc. We assume you're familiar with these basic computer terms or have access to training on them. Rather, our focus is on the Braille Light's interaction with other devices. The portable disk drive is the Braille Light's passport to the world of computers. It lets you work with standard 3.5-inch disks, formatted for an MS-DOS IBM PC-compatible computer. You can load text documents, ASCII text files, into the Braille Light. Read them, edit them, even transfer them back onto disk. You can load programs, applications, specially written for the Braille Light, such as the checkbook writer and the spell checker, adding even more power to your unit. You can list the contents of a disk, a directory, format a disk, prepare it to receive information, delete files on the disk, create new ones, etc. The disk drive can format and read either 720K or 1.44 megabyte low and high density disk. When we command the drive to format a disk, it determines whether the disk is low or high density and formats accordingly. How to operate the disk drive. Note, Laser Engineering now has a new, slimmer version of the portable disk drive. You may have an older model. Check out Appendix C for details on which chargers work with the new disk drive. In addition, the cable that connects the new disk drive to your Braille Light 2000 is different from the one you may already have. So check with Blazy for details on upgrading your older model. The disk drive connects to either of the Braille Light 2000 ports. The cable comes with the drive when you purchase it. The connector that fits into the Braille Light feels identical to the DIN connector on your serial Braille Light 2000 cable. See section 15.1.2. Now, let's see what this drive looks like before we start messing with file transfers between it and the Braille Light. Position the drive with the slot where the disk goes facing towards you. Rest the unit on a flat, stable surface, like a desk. Now look at the back of the device. Starting from the left, the first thing you find is a rocker switch. This powers up the disk drive. It comes in the off position from the factory. Rock to the right. To turn on the disk drive, you rock it to the left. But don't do that yet. Now feel along the back of the unit to the right, past a rectangular object, which is a port for the cable that connects the drive to your Braille Light. Continue to the right until you find the jack for the drive's 12-volt charger. The disk drive can be operated from its internal battery, much like the Braille Light, and it should be fully charged when you purchase it. Nevertheless, you might want to plug your charger into the unit the first time you run the drive. The battery in the disk drive is identical to the battery in the Braille Light. In fact, the two battery chargers are interchangeable. The disk drive needs only 2 to 4 hours to attain a full recharge, and it can run for 3 to 5 hours before needing another recharge. Move back now toward the middle of the back side of the disk drive until you feel the rectangular object we mentioned a moment ago. As we said, this is the port that connects the disk drive cable to your Braille Light. In order for the drive to power up, you must have the cable connected to the port on the drive and to one of the ports on the Braille Light, and the Braille Light itself must be turned on. If you try to turn on the disk drive without first inserting the cable into the port, connecting it to your Braille Light, and then turning on the Braille Light, nothing will happen. Let's examine the cable more closely. One end, as we pointed out at the beginning of this section, has a DIN connector. The top of the housing of this connector is flat. To help you align it properly to your rail light port, the rim of the connector is semicircular, and there are tiny pins located on the inside of this rim. These pins fit snugly and precisely into either of your rail light ports. Now, the other end of the disk drive cable fits into the rectangular port located in the middle of the back side of the disk drive. Those of you familiar with parallel printer cables will notice that this port and connector are miniature variations of the Centronics port and connector found on a parallel printer. Align the connector with the port and gently push until the connector meets snugly with the port. You'll hear a distinctive click when the cable is properly seated in the port. Although there is no marking on the connector, it can only go into the port one way. So if you find you're having trouble, turn the connector around and try again. Notice that on either side of the housing of this connector are two small clips. To remove the cable from the drive, simply squeeze these clips together and the port will come loose. Once the cable is properly connected to both the disk drive and the rail light, you may go ahead and turn on the disk drive. You'll hear three distinct tones to indicate that the unit is active. Insert the disk that came with the drive, rail side up, and with the character facing away from you, into the slot in the front of the machine. The disk should click into place, and a small square button to the right of the slot should pop out towards you. When you're ready to extract this disk from the drive, simply push that button in, and the disk will pop out. Mostly, you'll be storing and retrieving files between the disk drive and your rail light, so we'll go through examples of each type of transmission. Section 22, retrieving a file from disk. First, you need to create a space in the rail light to receive the incoming file. But how do you know what size to make it? And what if you make it too small? Won't you lose some of the text in the file? Or couldn't you end up with a huge empty space in your braille light? If you know the size of a file in bytes, and remember that a braille light page holds up to 4,096 characters, you can then guesstimate how many braille light pages are required for a file. But if you guess wrong, you're still okay, as you see. Let's go through a simple, concrete example of retrieving an existing file from the disk that came with the drive. Let's create a file called disk, 6 braille light pages long, with braille translation turned off. Once you're in the file, press an S chord. The braille light says, storage. Now, write an L. And at the prompt, load, enter file name. Write the word disk. Press an E chord to start the transmission. You'll hear some clicks from the disk drive and some hissing noises from the braille light. Within a very short time, the braille light will say, file is full. And if interactive mode is on, it will start speaking the text of the file. Set up the braille light by writing a .456 chord to go to the end of the file. Check how much room you have left is an R chord. You should hear something like, room left is 11. You can read this file in the usual way. Go ahead and do that now, moving to the top of the file and either listening to the complete text or skipping around in the file. Do you have the complete file saved on the braille light? Well, one way to find out is to read the current line at the end of the file with a C chord. In the current example, you'll hear something like, by R. It doesn't sound like the end of the document, does it? Actually, the disk drive emits a single tone when it completes sending a file to the braille light, and the braille light itself says OK. Since this didn't happen, we can assume there is more text in the file that hasn't been transmitted yet, because the braille light ran out of room. The disk drive is smart enough to know when the braille light can't take any more data and stop sending text. Let's see how to continue getting more of the file from the disk drive. Make the Braille Light file bigger by one Braille Light page, say, then go to the end of the file. This is still just after the last character the file had before you expanded it. The difference now is that there are another 4,096 empty spaces that can be filled with data from the disk drive. Now press an S chord. At the storage prompt from the Braille Light, write an R for resume. This time, the disk drive should emit a single tone, indicating that it has finished sending the file, and the Braille Light should say OK to acknowledge that it has received the complete file. Of course, this process doesn't work if you turn off the disk drive, thinking you got the whole file, and then turn it on again when you realize you didn't. The disk drive isn't that smart. Once you turn it off and then on again, it can't remember what file it had been sending, and certainly not at what point it had stopped. Once you hear the OK prompt, you can proceed as before, reading the file in the usual way. Incidentally, you've probably noticed a couple of tones from the disk drive every few minutes. Don't worry, it's the drive's way of reminding you that it's still on, just as the Braille Light has a power reminder feature that says hello when you left it inactive for a few minutes. Now, how about if you want to save a file onto disk from the Braille Light? Saving a file to disk. There are several ways to save a file from the Braille Light to a disk. Two common methods include saving a file merely for backup purposes, saving a file as a print file, ready for a printer or word processor to handle, and saving the file as a BRL file, ready to send to a Braille embosser. The simplest way to save a file from the Braille Light to a disk, mostly used for backup purposes, is to press an S chord from within the file and at the storage prompt, write an S for save. The Braille Light says, save, enter file name. Use the MS-DOS file naming conventions to name the file and press an E chord. The disk drive spins and the Braille Light hisses and clicks. Shortly, a single tone from the disk drive followed by an OK from the Braille Light tells you that your transfer was successful. You can check the status of Braille translation through the status menu, but this method of saving facilitates that. You don't have to think about the way your Braille translator is currently set before saving the file. Another method of saving files is this. From within the file you want to save, press an S chord. At the storage prompt, write a P to save the file translated from grade to Braille to normal English text, a text file, or write a B to save the file as a grade to Braille file to be printed on a Braille embosser. For clarity, you might answer the enter file name prompt with a filename.txt for print files and with filename.brl for Braille files. The Braille Light goes through its usual clicks and hisses and the disk drive spins. Your transfer is complete when you hear OK from the Braille Light and a single tone from the drive. A note of caution. In our present discussion, we haven't addressed physical page layout, page length, margins, centering, etc. Before you save a file as a print or Braille file you intend to send to a printer or Braille embosser, you must set up the appropriate page format for the file. Otherwise, your file is translated into print or grade to Braille, but its page layout may be a mess. Review section 4.10 for a full discussion of formatting things you can include in your files, as well as format parameters you can set from the status menu. Whether you're transmitting an application, computer program, or a text file to or from a disk drive, or perhaps a group of files, choose another more sophisticated transmission method. 14.4, transmitting text files or applications. First, let's take a look at how this optional transmission process works, regardless of the type of file being transferred. In the next section, we'll deal specifically with transferring programs or applications to the Braille Light. Enter the Files menu and press a key code for Transfer a File. The Braille Light sees that the disk drive is connected and prompts you with Disk Drive, enter S to send or R to receive. If you press an S or an R, you hear the names of the files as they are being transmitted. Sending files to the disk drive. Write an S to send files to the drive. The Braille Light prompts you with the name of the file to which you're pointing in your files list, and tells you whether that file is marked. Marking the Braille Light files you want to send prepares them for transmission. You can navigate to your files list to hear which files are marked. If you don't want the file you're pointing to sent to the disk drive, unmark it with an N. Then move through your files list, unmarking files with an N, forward with .4 chords or backward with .1 chord, to the beginning or end of the files list with an L chord and .456 chords as usual. When you find a file you do want to send, write a Y to mark it for sending. There's a quicker way to mark an unmarked file. When you find a file you want to mark, press a Y chord to mark the file. This automatically moves you to the next file in your files list. Finally, if you want to send all the files in your Braille Light files list, write an M to mark them all at once. Write a U to unmark your entire files list all at once and select individual files to send. You can also use wildcard characters to mark groups of files with similar names. See section 6.8 for details on wildcard characters. Press an M chord or U chord to mark and unmark a specific group of files that have similar names. For example, suppose you have several files with names like names.brl and books.brl. Press an M chord followed by the character star.brl. That's an asterisk, a period, then the letters BRL. All files with names that end in .brl are marked for sending to the drive. Similarly, a U chord followed by star.brl unmarks that group of files so that they are not sent. And are you remembering to use computer Braille? .16 for the asterisk, .1456 for the question mark, and .46 for the period. By the way, you can toggle between marking and unmarking a file to which you're pointing by pressing the spacebar. When you've marked all the files you want to send to the drive, press an E chord to let the Braille Light start sending files. You hear the drive spin and nothing much from your Braille Light unit until it finishes sending. Then it pops you with OK, Enter File Command. Remember, you started this process from within the files menu. The Braille Light knows that, so it leaves you there when it completes the transmission. Receiving files from the disk drive. From the files menu, press a key chord. At the prompt, disk drive, enter S to send or R to receive, write an R. The Braille Light prompt, enter file name, and waits for you to write the name of a known file on the disk, in the drive, or a group of similarly named files. Press an E chord to let the Braille Light start receiving. You may use wildcard characters for similarly named groups of files, as illustrated above. After you press the E chord to signal the Braille Light to begin receiving files from the drive, you should hear the drive spin, and eventually the Braille Light say OK. Files from the drive are appended to the end of your Braille Light files list. However, if there is already a file in your Braille Light with the same name as a file you're trying to transmit from disk, you hear a prompt. File exists. Delete, skip, rename, or abort. Choose D to delete your Braille Light file and replace it with the incoming file. receive asks to skip the file and move to the next one on disk to transmit. When you choose R for rename, the Braille light still transmits the file, but it also adds a zero extension to your old file to distinguish it from the new one. Choose A for abort to cancel the entire transmission procedure and return to the file's menu on the Braille light. Next, let's see how to receive a file that is a program or application, not a text file. Adding an application to the Braille light. Up to now, we've been talking exclusively about sending and receiving text files, that is, files with text you can read in them. As you may know, the other type of file a computer uses is a program, a file that instructs a computer on how to do something, like run a word processor or a spreadsheet application. For the Braille light, there are new applications being developed all the time that you can add to your unit. For example, the checkbook writer. You can send to the Braille light an application or binary file using the transfer command just described. We'll use the handy financial calculator as our example, so you can find out how much interest you're actually going to pay on the loan you just took out to buy your Braille light. Insert the disk, whose label starts with checkbook, into your drive. From the files menu, press a key chord, as before. This time, answer the question with an R. The Braille light says, enter file name. Respond, fcalc.star. Narrator's note, fcalc is fcalc.asterisk. You can check. This way, both fcalc.bns and fcalc.dac files will be transmitted. The Braille light recognizes files with .dns extensions as programs, and the file with an extension of .dac is probably the file that tells you how to use the program. Press an E chord. The disk drive spins, and eventually the Braille light says OK. Obviously, if the file is not on the disk, you hear an error message. As you'll see in a minute, you can check what files are on a disk. For now, we'll assume that things work fine and that you have the file in your Braille light. Go to the end of your files list to see the name of the last file. You should hear file number X, fcalc.bns, external program, where X is the number of the file in your files list. Press a .1 chord to back up a file and hear file number X, fcalc.doc. The Braille light knows that the file with an extension .dns is not a text file. Press a .4 chord to point to it again and open it. You'll see that when you try to read it, you hear gibberish. That's because this file is meant to be run, just as you run your spell checker, and not read, as you would read your address file. To run this special calculator program, you'll need to read its user guide called fcalc.dac. There are two ways to run the program. Simply press an O chord to get into the options menu, then write an X. The Braille light says, enter program to execute. Write fcalc and press an E chord. The Braille light loads the program and gives you its first prompt. Quit this particular program with a key from its main menu. You'll be back in the files menu at the prompt, enter file command. Or bring up the files menu and point to the fcalc.bns file by pressing .4 chords until you're on it. In our example, you could just press a .456 chord to reach the last file in your files list, which is the file we want. Then press an X chord. The Braille light loads the program and gives you its first prompt. As we said above, the Braille light recognizes files with a .dns extension as external programs and automatically write protects them. Files with extensions bin, dns, com, dic, exe, and sys are also write protected automatically. You can delete such files, but you cannot write in them. If you're not ready to explore the financial calculator, delete it at this time, or save it for when you're more comfortable with your unit's overall features. .6 Reading the directory from a disk. We cover the directory command here since you must know what's on a disk to use it effectively. But we won't describe all the commands you can use with the disk drive, such as format a disk or kill a file on disk. These commands assume an understanding of MS-DOS. They all begin with the S chord and are followed with the first letter of the command. For example, S chord followed by K is the command for killing a file on disk. A list of disk drive functions is in the Braille Light help file and in Appendix B. From anywhere within your currently open file, press an S chord followed by a B. Respond with an E chord for a complete list, sorted alphabetically, and with file size information only. Or respond with a specific file on the disk whose name you know, or a specific group of files whose names all end with, say, DNS, using all card characters. Then press an E chord. Add /n after the D to get an unsorted list of files. Write a /w after the D if you want the files alphabetically sorted and you want to see the dates and times they were last modified. Whichever way you invoke the directory command, momentarily the Braille Light will have received the directory, and if interactive mode is on, it will start save, volume label, and begin listing files. Is this list being transmitted to your currently open file? No. Luckily, the clipboard, that scratch pad area that holds things for you in the Braille Light, is receiving the directory list. You can read it from the clipboard file, as you read any other text. One new trick is that you can load a file into your Braille Light directly from the clipboard as you read through the directory of files. Bring up your cursor onto the file you want to load, then press an S chord G. The file is automatically loaded into your Braille Light at the end of your files list. Check out the section on sophisticated modem protocols in the next chapter, because you can also use the S chord command with the Y modem protocol, and using it can save you time. The disk drive opens up a whole new infinite realm of possibilities for you to explore. Printers let you communicate with others by physically producing your work on paper. Computers and modems, especially modems, can broaden your options even further. And speaking of printers and other computers, we turn to them next.